My name is Peter Gibson. I'm Head of Public Affairs for the East and North Hertfordshire NHS Trust.
To start off with then, Peter, where we're stood right now in the heart of the Lister Hospital is pretty much central to what we're talking about today, outpatient services and the whole issue of people not turning up to appointments. Now, the Lister, as far as the Lister goes, does have a good record on this, doesn't it?
It does, and it's not just the Lister, it's the QE2, Hertford County, because it's all the same outpatient service, but we happen to be here just standing outside Clinic F in the outpatient, and people sometimes forget. They always think of A&E as being incredibly busy, the wards, theatres, but actually, the bit of the hospital that has the most patients in any one given year is outpatients. We will this year see roughly 500,000 people will go through our doors in terms of outpatient appointments, either for a first appointment or follow-up. It's a massive part of our work. And clearly, when you talk about those sorts of numbers of patients, even very small percentages of people not showing for their appointments is a big gap. And we reckon it's about sort of what it used to be for us, about nearly 5,000 of those appointments every month were missed. We've got that down now well under 3,000. So the vast majority of people do keep their appointments, but some, for a variety of reasons, don't, and we need to make sure that we get that number down as much as possible.
So how have you gone about that then? It must be a bit of a difficult approach to try and get that number down.
It is, and I think sometimes people are looking for magic bullets. Those magic bullets don't exist. What you need is a systematic approach. So we send out the letters at a sufficient time in advance so that people have notification, not too far in advance, so we found that actually means people more no-shows happen, not too late, so they haven't got a chance to make arrangements. So it's usually sort of 4, 5, 6 weeks in advance we send out the letter. We have enough information on patients to know who might be problematic. We will always follow up with a text reminder where we have the mobile number. If we don't get a response to that, we'll text the landline and even speak to people directly to try and make sure that they will attend. But sometimes people don't know how to cancel or can't get through on our telephone line, which is why we have an online service where you can cancel or request a change. And all of this is done trying to minimise the number of people who just don't show.
Why is it so important that we tackle this number then?
In one sense, you could say, well, it's a lot of effort, but for what cause? Well, the reality is, if we're more efficient, we save money. And that money is, you know, staff here sitting and waiting for patients to arrive. If we have to rebook those clinics to get those patients in, is additional cost for the health service. And that's inefficient, quite frankly. So if we can be as efficient as possible, we reckon we're saving at least £1 million, maybe £1.5 million a year. And that's savings that are pretty much a no-brainer. That's just about being efficient. That otherwise, we might have to find from somewhere else, sort of avoid that, those harder decisions, if you like, just by being efficient. I think most people would say that's a sensible thing to do. The second reason why it's important is if people can tell us that they're not going to make an appointment either because they aren't available, they don't want it now, or they've decided to get that help elsewhere, then we can offer that slot, if you've got another notice, to somebody else still waiting on the list. So it actually is better for those patients too. So it's a win-win all the way around, where you look at it. But we need to remember that not everybody cancels because they're lazy or just don't know what to do. In many cases, it's because things have happened at very short notice. You know, it's not unusual to find sick people who have outpatient appointments themselves ending up in a hospital. So they're here, but they're in a different part of the hospital because they are very unwell. You've got people who might have carers, and those carers were the people who bring them in here. If they become ill on that day, they have no way of getting in, or if they have mental health issues in terms of their, you know, dementia, things like that. They're very reliant on carers understanding and remembering these things. And finally, of course, life intervenes. You know, somebody's died, a family member has died, or a major trauma or event. So we need to treat each and every person who cancels with respect and sensitivity. Because the last thing we want to do, as I know some people are suggesting, is fining people. Well, that might be attractive to a knee-jerk reaction type of way, but reality is we need to understand why. If somebody is genuinely just not caring about their appointment, never turns up, we'll work with their GP, and let's say we'll have a frank conversation with them, because it's not fair on everybody else to keep on offering appointments that they're never going to keep.
So the real part of this then is getting people to just communicate with the hospital. Yeah. Simple as that.
It is simple as that. Once you get the letter, it gives you details on there, the telephone number to ring, the website in terms of going on, and if you know that you can't make that date, cancelling it or requesting a change, it's very straightforward to do.